Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I have a reservation for a rental truck and I'm here to pick it up.
Certainly. Thanks for choosing Canton Rentals. Before you can take the vehicle, you'll just have to fill out a few more things for your rental agreement on this computer.
Okay, great. I see here you need my confirmation number, but I'm afraid I didn't bring it.
That's not a problem. I'll look it up in our database right now. First, could you tell me your last name?
Number 32. What is the woman trying to do? Number 33. What did the woman forget to bring? Number 34. What does the man say he will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, Ying. Amy's office door is closed, and she asked me to submit a request for some new computer monitors by the end of the day. I have the form here. Can I leave it with you?
I can make sure she gets it. She's in the middle of a phone call with a client, and I'm not sure how long she'll be.
That'd be great. Thanks. I have to go now to lead a training session.
Number 35. Why did the man go to Amy's office? Number 36. Why is Amy unavailable? Number 37. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for calling Margot Publications. How may I help?
Hi. I currently subscribe to Business Reporters Weekly, and I'd like to renew it. I saw that you're currently offering 50% off an annual subscription.
Oh, I'm very sorry, but that discount only applies to news subscriptions. You could order a different magazine and receive the discount. Would you like to do that?
I already get too many magazines, so I'll just renew at the regular rate.
Okay. I can still mail you a list of all of our publications. If you change your mind, you can apply the discount to one of those.
Number 38. Why is the woman calling? Number 39. Why does the man apologize? Number 40. What does the man say he will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, June and Raj. I received your message about a problem with one of the machines on the assembly line. What's happening?
Well, the bottle cleaning unit is running very slowly. Raj reported the problem to a technician.
Right, I did. The technician noticed that not all the nozzles are working, so the cleaning cycle is taking much longer to complete.
That is a problem. Let's schedule a time when we can shut down the line for the repair.
Number 41. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 42. According to the men, what is causing a problem? Number 43. What does the woman suggest? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Yamada, I've analyzed the data from the employee survey. The results show most staff aren't happy with the new open office design.
That's surprising. I've read that letting staff work in an open space instead of in individual cubicles promotes collaboration and creativity.
Well, the survey results show that the main problem is noise. Employees say they're distracted by people having work conversations in open spaces.
Maybe we should send out a memo reminding people about our policy to use meeting rooms for work-related discussions.
Good idea. I'll do that right away.
Number 44. What are the speakers discussing? Number 45. According to the man, what is the main problem? Number 46. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Alawi, this is Rose Costa. I'm calling about your order of organic strawberries from our farm. Unfortunately, we can only provide 20 pounds for your restaurant this week.
Oh, that's too bad. I really needed more than that. We're hosting a large event on Saturday, and I'm serving strawberry tarts for dessert.
I understand. Unfortunately, we just don't have that many strawberries this week, but blueberries are coming into season. Could you use those instead?
Well, the request came directly from the client.
I'll tell you what, then. Let me make a few phone calls to the farms around here and see if I can get you some more.
That would be great. I can pay extra if necessary.
Number 47. What is the woman calling about? Number 48. What does the man imply when he says,
"The request came directly from the client"?
Number 49. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
How was last night's employee award ceremony, Mina?
It was nice. I won a prize for selling the most products this year.
Congratulations. But I'm not surprised. You always have impressive sales numbers. What was the prize?
Tickets to the professional tennis tournament on Sunday.
That's wonderful.
I know, but I'm leaving for vacation this weekend, so I won't be able to go.
Too bad. What are you going to do with the tickets?
I was thinking that I would give them away. Would you be interested in going?
Number 50. What did the woman win a prize for? Number 51. What will the woman do this weekend? Number 52. What does the woman say she will do with the prize? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Here's your room key. It's 417, just to the right after you get off the elevator. I hope you have a nice day in Centerville.
Thanks. I'm in town for a conference, but I have a little free time. This is my first visit here.
In that case, I'd highly recommend visiting the Centerville Art Museum. It's famous for its collection of 20th century paintings.
Good idea. I really enjoy modern art.
I suggest buying your ticket online. That way you'll get a 15% discount.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Number 53. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 54. Why does the man say,
This is my first visit here.
Number 55. Why does the woman recommend making a purchase on the internet? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Polina, great news! Remember the website we created for the Lee Dental Office? They were so impressed with our work that they referred us to several potential clients.
That is great news. Our business has been going really well lately. We finished 5 website projects last month alone.
You know, since our business is growing faster than we expected, we should find an accountant who can handle our bookkeeping.
I've heard the Olson Accounting Firm's good. I'll set up an appointment with them. Are you free on Thursday?
In the afternoon, yes.
Number 56. Which industry do the speakers most likely work in? Number 57. What does the man recommend? Number 58. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Hi, Carrie. My name's James Fitch, the personnel director at Regal Advertising. This is my colleague, Sanjay Patel.
Nice to meet you, Carrie. Please tell us a little bit about your work background.
Well, I've worked extensively in graphic design. Here's my portfolio.
Wow, your portfolio is impressive. What would you describe as your specialty?
Some of my best work has been on large billboards in cities around the world.
You were productive at your last job. Why leave?
The work was exciting, but it was only short-term contract work. I've heard that Regal offers full-time positions. That shows me that Regal really values their employees. I appreciate that.
Number 59. Why is the woman at Regal Advertising? Number 60. What does the woman say is her specialty? Number 61. What does the woman say she appreciates about Regal? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hi, Jose. It's Lee. Are you at the airport yet? I'm still about 15 minutes away. The traffic is terrible. I'm worried that I'll miss the flight, and the next one's not until tomorrow.
Don't worry. I just got here and saw that our flight's been delayed an hour. I'm sure you'll make it.
Oh, that's a relief. But can you call the conference organizers? We should let them know that we'll be late for the conference reception tonight.
Number 62. What problem does the woman report? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Where are the speakers going? Number 64. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and shelving unit.
Alex, look at this storage room. I'm expecting a shipment of our winter clothing line today, so we'll need to make some more room in here.
Sure, I can do it after I put these sweaters away. Actually, these 3 boxes of sweaters are almost empty. What if I just put them together in one box, so that we can make space for the delivery?
Good suggestion. And when you're done with that, please get the extra display table and take it to the front of the store.
Number 65. What problem does the woman mention? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which shelf will the man work on today? Number 67. What does the woman tell the man to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and table of contents.
Okay, I reviewed your business plan and I think you're off to a great start. You have an interesting concept for your new restaurant. I especially like how much thought you put into the customers you expect to dine there.
Yeah, that's something I learned from my last business venture. I tried to appeal to everyone, which I now know was a mistake. This time, I have a much better idea of who I want to attract.
Perfect. Now, since you're hoping to use this plan to apply for a loan, I suggest revisiting your projected budget. In particular, you should allocate more of the expenses to staffing. About 35% is standard in the restaurant industry.
Number 68. What kind of business does the man want to start? Number 69. What does the man say he learned from his previous business? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which part of the business plan does the woman suggest revising?